American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Joe Biden made his first appearance with Vice President Kamala Harris since he announced his exit from the 2024 presidential race. They made a stop in Prince George's County, Maryland. Biden bragged on the Inflation Reduction Act and talked about drug prices.
But this time, we finally beat Big Pharma.
And I might add, with no help from Republicans, not a single Republican voted for this bill, period. Not one in the entire Congress. Now, the reason I say that is not to make a political point about them, not if they've gotten their lesson, but guess what? They want to, the guy we're running against, what's his name? Donald Dump or Donald whatever.
Fox Reports polling and data guru Nate Silver said yesterday that Kamala Harris is slightly favored to win the presidential election if it were held tomorrow, but cautioned the public against relying too much on polls, citing their record of getting it wrong when it comes to former President Trump. CNN has been caught deceptively editing a line from the Musk-Trump talk on X and accusing Donald Trump and Elon Musk of downplaying the seriousness of the nuclear bombs dropped on Japan at the end of the Second World War. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
CNN's Dana Bash was hosting her Inside Politics show, and she cherry-picked this clip from the Musk-Trump discussion on X Monday night.
And Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're like full cities again, so
right,
it's really
right.
Not
that's
something
right.
That... You know,
that's right.
So it's not as scary as people think, basically.
Bash then opined,
suggesting that the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, now it's okay. Kind of trying to blow off the impact of that.
But the discussion wasn't about nuclear bombs. It was about nuclear power. Listen,
people have this fear of nuclear electricity generation, but it's actually one of the safest forms of electricity generation. After Fukushima happened in Japan, I actually flew there and ate locally grown vegetables on TV to prove it.
Then, clearly talking about the potential damage from a nuclear power plant accident, Musk said,
Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're like full cities again. So
right.
It's not as scary as people think, basically.
Little wonder, then, when CNN finds itself a laughingstock, as late-night host Stephen Colbert and CNN's Caitlin Collins found out.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes a... I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but...
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is moving forward with his parental rights campaign by endorsing school board candidates who back those rights. Though the seats are officially nonpartisan, DeSantis has endorsed 23 school board candidates across 14 counties and targeted 14 incumbent members. It's part of his agenda to counter what he calls a woke agenda that is so prominent in the nation's public schools. Texas A&M University is offering a DEI course as part of a certificate in social justice leadership, Outlet Texas Scorecard reports. The certificate is part of the Bush School's Center for Nonprofits and Philanthropy. The Bush School's website stated the program was developed for leaders committed to addressing inequities at nonprofit and public service organizations. Dr. Donna Harrison, Director of Research of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, told Washington Watch that abortions are never medically necessary.
And an elective abortion is a procedure done with the purpose of making sure that baby, that living, healthy baby, comes out dead. That's what an abortion is, and that's been testified to by abortionists before the Supreme Court. The purpose of an elective abortion is to ensure that that human being dies before it comes out. Now, an ectopic pregnancy is completely different. And even Planned Parenthood had on their website before Dobbs the explanation that an ectopic pregnancy treatment is completely different than an abortion.
She went on to emphasize that a miscarriage and ectopic pregnancies are not elective abortions, and there are no states that forbid life-saving treatments for mothers. See more news online at afn.net. I'm Robert Thornton.